Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
And welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided prayerful meditation today. The guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of daily living, to take you away from the hurry and worry and all of the things that we get caught up in the course of a moment, victimizing our own self. This broadcast is about a new way to think and live. This broadcast is understanding who you are. And so I ask now that you find a comfortable place and close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner so that you move into the beingness that you are. You move in to the awareness of being that allows you to demonstrate the power of the being that you are. I will read this prayerful meditation from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power, all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temple state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and let it out very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I want to leave with you the thought in the opening of our prayerful meditation that says, I am greater than the I that I created. And also how you end your day. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. And now I give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carola. What a wonderful meditation and a great way to begin the day. He said, I am greater power. I am always
That's
greater
right.
than the person in toxicity.
Right. I'm always greater than those conditions in my life.
Yeah, one thing you know within you is a power means that you're always greater than this person that has been created in an illusion about race, color, and all of these other labels.
Right, race, color, form. Right.
That's correct. Thank you so much.
And you're not a living victim,
huh?
You are living power. I said you're not a living victim, you are living power.
Absolutely. A living power. I like that. You're a living power, folks. You're not a victim. With enlightenism, that is.
That's right, with enlightenism.
You're a living power. Thanks a lot, Sister Carol.
You're welcome.
Who are you aware of being? Who is the person that you're aware of being today? Are you aware of being or possessing a powerful mind? Powerful mind. On this broadcast, on this Enlightenism Freedom broadcast, Sister Carolyn and I share insights on how to discover the power within that you were born with. The power of a divinely created powerful mind. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Our messages always come here, folks. We can overcome generational toxic illusions with the powerful enlightenment of mind. If you feel that everything problem in your life today, and with some days things seem hopeless, like you just want to pull the covers back over your head and not even face the day, just remember, that's the moment to turn to yourself for the power and clarity that you were born with. This is the moment that you enter into self-discovery and where you discover the consciousness of truth, which means you're never alone. All of the things that cause us to believe we're hopeless comes from a lack of misunderstanding about who we are and the power we have to overcome our dependency on the past. You see, folks, if we weren't dealing with the past, we wouldn't have the same problems that we have today. The past is filled with problems, people searching outside for solutions, believing that if you search more and more into philosophy and psychology, you will discover peace and happiness. You will discover clarity. Then one day you realize that there are millions of people in this country where I'm living have never even heard of inner mind power. They don't know anything about it. They've been taught that when you feel like you reach a point in your life of the darkest hour, the hour of hopelessness, they tell you to turn to something that they created. It's been passed on to them. You know, it's like my parents did it. When they had great problems and so forth, this is the way they acted. This is the way I'm going to act to solve my problem. When you live in the present, then you're not depending on the past. What I mean by living in the present moment, I mean having new beliefs that originate in the present and are not connected to something in the past. My writings, my work, reflect my understanding of the consciousness of truth within. The consciousness of truth enlightens me with information about the things that have not been explained to us in the past. It brings us into the present to recognize this power is within us, and that the things that we are searching for don't really exist in the way that we believe that they do. In an illusion, it's difficult to believe you have a powerful mind, no matter how much you hear it, how much you want to believe it. A poor person understands poverty. He understands lack, limitation, and struggle. And if you're poor in spirit and truth, then you only understand what someone has told you about power, how it exists in someone else, how you can find inspiration and understanding if you follow the precepts that the Egyptian prince Moses wrote about, so that you can believe that these are actually God's permanent commandments for us to live by. And that's untrue. That was for people in the past. What they were living by. They believed it. So they live by this. We're living today holding on to something in the past because we're too afraid to do something ourselves, for ourselves. We don't want to understand. There's a great blog called Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. Go into Google, Colors and Lightness of Insights, and check out the blog. Read the blog. It'll only take you a couple of minutes to read it. It begins with a affirmation, basically. I am greater than the I that I created. That is the answer to who are you aware of being. That is understanding that whoever you're aware of being today, that you're a greater person than this awareness here. Because whoever you're aware of being today is coming from some judgments and comparisons that somebody told you about who you are and the way you should act. Power, the power of creation, begins with imagination and visualization. We need both to overcome the hearsay knowledge of others. It is only when we decide to trust ourselves that we stop relying on dead people's beliefs to free us of their illusions. Many of us know more about those in the past than we know about ourselves. Society teaches us about the achievements of people we don't know and can never know. It's unfortunate, but most of us lack the power and clarity to let go of these beliefs. This lack of clarity is the darkness that blinds us in a mindset that uses past beliefs to live in the present. So we become mesmerized. Those are some excerpts from the blog. Letting go of our dependency on the past. What's in the past? Nothing. Everything in the past disappears. All of the people disappear. And yet we cling to their beliefs and values. We try to keep them alive. We trick ourselves into believing that people are alive when they're actually dead. Talking about the physical bodies. I'm talking about the people that do the work and had positions in the world. Julius Caesar, for example, over Rome. All the people during that time period are dead. And therefore, they can't help you. What you need today can help you, and that's the consciousness of truth, to explain to you the hidden secrets about the past and how these beliefs in the past created an illusion for you to live in where you can believe that you are of such race and color, gender, age, and then make decisions about who you are based upon something to someone that told you to compare yourself to. People compare themselves, little children in school today, schools all around in the United States, are learning about other people, how great they were. You'll learn about all of the presidents, all of the wars, all of the things that have happened. And as they learn, they move farther and farther away from who they are. And they reach a point where they can say, as I said in the blog, they can tell you more about the dead. They can tell you about the lie. Those who are living today. Those who are willing to overcome their dependency on others in the past. To move beyond societal judgments and comparisons. To free the mind of the social construct illusions. To empower yourself with esteem, high esteem, because you know that the power in you is greater than all that you have been taught about yourself. Your accountability is not to others, but to the consciousness of truth. This power in you is on a journey in this world, on this planet, for a period of time, known only to the consciousness of truth. We are the vessel that housing the essence of the consciousness of truth on this journey. We have forgotten that we are the vessel, and we have learned to live as victims in a world of illusions where we feel hopeless, helpless to do anything on our own. This message about enlightenism is coming in the present moment. It's not about the past or the limitations of those in the past. This is about the present. It's about living in the present moment free of that. So that you drop your awareness of being a victim based upon your race and color, your gender, your age, your education. When you release all of those judgments and comparisons about how you don't measure up other people and how desperately you want to, since your sojourn in the world, when you separated yourself from this power and you began as a child to compare yourself to someone else. It's a long journey to darkness. And in this darkness, you don't believe there's a way out unless you do what other people tell you to do. And then you ask them, where did this information come from? And they tell you it came from someone in the past. This is what God wants us to do. I'm going to take a quick break. Sister Carolyn in, and I'll return shortly thereafter. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much for those wonderful insights. And you can find out more about our work by going to the nationalbyesociety.org. And you can go to YouTube, watch some of the videos about Enlightenism. Enlightenism is a way of life. It's a lifestyle. It's not a victim's lifestyle. It's one of power and clarity. It's not something you can play with. There's no deception in it. Enlightenism doesn't live in the toxic illusions. Our minds live in the toxic illusions because we placed them there. Others taught us how to live a certain way and how to believe and depend on others in the past. When you think about it, and this message is particularly to African Americans, blacks, coloreds, whatever name that society has given us through language. What I'm talking about is a power in you that transcends confusion and the darkness. To know that the things that you believe in have not freed you from the pain and suffering, nor have they freed you from feeling helpless and powerless and as a victim. And this is because all of the things you have been taught, you didn't create them. This is a bitter pill to really swallow. Everything that you know about psychology, philosophy, history, English, anthropology, you didn't create any of these things to free you of the pain and suffering. You just relied on it. You didn't create any religion, any spiritual beliefs that are being propagated and disseminated to large numbers of people in the universities, in the schools, or in life. The word dependency applies to you very much so. It applies to all of us, but in particular to African Americans, because we have not created anything because of our unwillingness to let go of the past and to believe that since we know so much about certain disciplines, philosophy. I keep mentioning philosophy because that's when I studied the belief that I could free myself of the pain and suffering. And I'll never forget a conversation that I had with a very well-known, renowned philosopher that was brought in to create the philosophy department at Stanford University, Palo Alto. I met him at a different school. And as I was about to graduate from with my bachelor's degree, he and I were walking on campus and we began to talk. And I said to him, I said, you know what is troubling to me about Western philosophy is that there are no black or African-American philosophers. There's nothing that I have read in my education that was written by a black philosopher. Said they were all European, all of them. And I said, What do you think about that? I mean, don't you think something needs to be done about it? And he said, if you feel that strongly about it, why don't you write something yourself? Why don't you write something about philosophy? And then my response internally, first I was shocked, inadequate to write something on my own, because I had not learned anything about myself on my own. I could talk about all of the philosophers that I had studied, and I studied nearly all of them at that point. Then I realized, as I'm realizing today, what are you going to do about your own lack of power? Are you going to stay in the darkness and continue to believe that others are responsible for your pain? Or are you going to do as the professor asked me, suggested I do? Are you going to do something on your own? Enlightenment is the answer to his suggestion. It's something on my own. It's created out of the consciousness of a person defined by race and color as a black person, a black man. That's what this enlightenment is all about. It's not dependent upon anything in the past. It's dependent upon the pain and suffering in the present moment. And if you go back and you read anything about philosophy and you deal with some of the things that people were writing, you will understand it was for that moment. They were not dealing with the future. They were dealing with the pain and suffering of living now. If you read all of the German philosophers, Hegel, Kant, Schopenhauer, Nietzsche, and all of them, they were all dealing with the reality of what they believed was happening in their lives today, and they were trying to find a way out of that pain. I am dealing with something today that's addressing the pain and suffering of millions of people in this country who have been victimized by others and have nothing to hold on to. They believe, but we believe. Here is something of your own that you can go and work within yourself and create a new way to think and live if you're willing to stop depending on what others have taught you about life itself and who you are. Think about it. Sister Carol and I will be back on the air Sunday morning, 10 a.m. I encourage all of you to check us out. And she's going to close us out today. Have a great day, and we'll see you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'm Brother Malcolm.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Long time coming, but I know.